So let's call the order. It is 12:33, and we're Committee on Behavior Analysts. Ms. Pakenham, would you please do roll for us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Ms. Denton is absent. Dr. Davy.
Present.
Dr. Davis Wilson, I should say Ms. Denton is recused. Dr. Davis Wilson also recused. Dr. Rates
Present.
and Dr. Stenhoff.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay. Just really quick, since it's just us, but board staff, thank you for doing all this. And then Jean, also thanks for your sage advice as well. So much appreciated. So let's do a quick approval of minutes. Can we do both those at the same time? Does anybody know any issues? Okay. All right, so do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve both regular session and executive session minutes from July 26th.
July 26th. Okay, then I'll second.
Okay, all right. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. All right, let's move on to the next item. Discussion, consideration, possible action regarding the terms of Page Health's consent agreement and order for probation and practice monitoring effective August 4th, 2023. Ms. Michelson, would you please give us a brief summary on that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. At the board's August 4th meeting, it approved the proposed consent agreement that the committee had recommended relative to complaint 23-19 for Paige Huff. That consent agreement went into effect on August 4th, and it specified that her license will be placed on probation for a minimum of 1 year. And during that period of probation, she shall work with a pre-approved practice monitor, in which they will meet twice monthly. The consent agreement indicated she is permitted to engage with the practice monitor whom she consulted with for a prior case, so long as that monitor is willing to comply with the terms of this current consent agreement. On August 23rd, Ms. Huff emailed board staff requesting approval to work with her prior monitor. I informed her that staff is unable to take action on her request in light of intervening issues relative to her requests, and that require the attention of the committee. Specifically, this month, the board has received two complaints against the proposed monitor, which raise allegations relative to possible ethical code violations. These complaints are both pending and in the early stages of the investigation, as they were both received just within the past couple of weeks. The proposed monitor's response to these complaints is due on September 19th, and it's anticipated that these complaints would be reviewed by the committee later this year. Ms. Huff's request is before the committee for review today. If the committee does recline the request, it may wish to grant Ms. Huff an extension to locate another proposed practice monitor, as they are required to be pre-approved. So this does conclude my summary. Ms. Huff and her attorney were notified of today's meeting. Her attorney relayed to me a little bit ago she is not attending but expected Ms. Huff to. However, I do not see that she is here today.
All right, thank you, Ms. Michelson. I would like to make a motion to go in executive session. Can I have a second on that for legal advice?
Second.
Okay, all right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, none opposed. So we'll move to executive session.
Okay, would anybody like to make a motion at this time?
I'm going to unmute myself. I can go ahead and make the motion that I'll make the motion that the request by Ms. Huff for the practice manager monitor that has been identified be denied at this time, and that we provide an additional 30 days for Ms. Huff and her party to be able to identify an alternate practice monitor.
All right, do I have a second on that?
Dr. Davey, if I may, would your motion include granting Ms. Pekkanen the authority to grant an additional 30-day continuance in the event she can't find someone in the first 30 days?
Yes, I'm comfortable with 30 days from this motion, an additional empowerment of Ms. Pekkanen to add additional another 30 to that. So total time of being 60. If we're running into issues, I think as we're approaching 60, then we'll need to get back together and address that.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All right, so all in favor of denying Ms. Huff's request at this time with an additional 30 days, is that correct, Dr. Davey? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. None opposed. Okay, motion carries.
All right.
Okay. Staff will be in touch with Ms. Huff regarding the committee's decision.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Ms. Pekkanen, if you want to stop the recording, I'll hang out. Or do we have to have a motion to adjourn? Are we done?
Oh, yeah. Yes. After I'm we sorry. Adjourn.
Actually, there's
one
item five.
Oh, wait, there's one other item.
Yeah. Okay. So agenda item number five, are there any new agenda items for future meetings that we'd like to discuss? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. We're it's 12:48 and we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.